Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, it's been a long time since we talked about this Warriors team. So long that the Western Conference Finals has already started, and we have not yet talked about the Warriors losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves to end their season and to send them packing. And I don't know about you, but watching the series, if the Warriors don't at least take that to seven, be surprised with Steph.
You're just going down a dark path.
Well, I mean, you know, you watch it, and I'm not watching it from the perspective of like, oh man, this is unfair. The Warriors are an old team. This is what we were kind of preparing ourselves for, was for people getting hurt, because you, when you have older players, it just happens. But a healthy Steph, I think they're right in that series. I still don't know if they win, because Minnesota's length did bother them, but with Steph, they're in it, and they probably win at least two games, maybe three, and they're probably battling, and it's a much closer series than what it actually came out to be.
Yeah, I think if Steph comes back, of course you... I don't know if they win it. I just think him coming back and trying to save them, if it were to go up 3-1, that's just a tall task. But I think if he played the entire time, I think it was going to go to 5 or 6 the Warriors' way. Yeah, I mean, you're right with the older team. I just think this was, you don't really expect your best player to, sure, you expect some injuries along the way, Jimmy Butler falling on his butt, not being 100% during the playoffs, Steph, of course, not being 100% during the playoffs, but you don't expect to not have Steph for 5 games when you need him most. So, you know, yeah.
Did you expect Steph to get any heat for when Aaron Gordon decided to play with the hamstring strain?
I just know, because I feel like you can like rationalize it out and be like, okay, Aaron Gordon's like usage on like impacting the game is high, but it's not like ball in your hand every single time.
He's not running 15 miles a game like Steph.
Yeah, no. And Aaron Gordon did not look like he should have played. Like, he looked so slow, as he should have looked, because he was playing on something that you shouldn't be playing on. But not to say he's a reason, you know, giving that inspiration, giving that like, I'm here, I'm putting my body on the line, I'm sure, like, you know, ups the energy for your teammates wanting to, you know, win a game for you. And it's game 7 as well. Like, I think those were all the right things, but you know, you could argue he shouldn't have been out on the floor. I know he had a lot of rebounds in that first quarter, but they just looked so slow, and then they started picking on him. And yeah.
The series ends, not fun. It was kind of like, you know, game 5, and they have nothing. Like, I kind of thought that they were going to play a little bit more inspired. I thought Jimmy was going to put the team on his shoulders. Didn't happen. They're just like, hey, Draymond, we're just going to give you wide open lanes. You can drive. We know you're not going to make this layup. You can shoot as many times as you want. We're going to leave you wide open. And Draymond's like, thanks, clank. Like, just a rough Draymond game. Ultimately, what we saw was the Warriors at, yeah, it just shows you how valuable Steph is. Even with Jimmy Butler, they were just a shadow of the same team with Steph Curry. So, that is their number one. But as far as addition? Like, what do you think that they need? Because we saw Houston. Houston's only going to get better unless they screw some things up. Minnesota, theoretically, should get better too, because Ant Edwards is just going to get better. What do the Warriors need to compete next year with these same teams that they had to face in the playoffs this year?
I think you need your Jordan Poole type, and I think you need a big center that can play in the playoffs that, you know, is maybe like a rim-running center. I think that there's been Kobe White discussed. I think that's an ideal target. I think he can also defend. And him being in the Jordan Poole role, I think, is as good as you're going to get, if he's even on the table. Like, he ended the year so well that I think Chicago is probably looking at all the Warriors fans being like, yeah, we'll just throw in Kuminga and we'll get Kobe White. Like, they're probably like, shut the hell up. Like, he's way more than that. But I don't think you need, like, you need a lot. Like, okay, so we were talking for the past couple of years on this podcast, like, just get Steph a two, just get Steph a two, just get Steph a two. They got Steph a two, and it looked really good. Although, you know, it wasn't perfect. They didn't steamroll by any means. You know, they went to seven against a Houston team. And then it looked like they were going to, it could have even gone longer if Steph didn't get hurt in Minnesota, maybe six or seven as well. But Steph goes down. Jimmy's not able to be a one. Like, you're screwed if your best player goes down. That there, you don't need to do a big think piece about why the Warriors lost. They lost because their best player was hurt. That's going to happen with every single team. Maybe barring like one or two teams, their best player goes down. They have so much depth to pick it up. The Warriors are never going to have that level of depth that like OKC has. But I think if you have a three, that I know now, we're just, now you got the two, now you need a three. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jimmy Butler is not a one anymore. And I think some people thought that, myself included, when you get playoff Jimmy, but they stuck Jaden McDaniels on him, and Jaden McDaniels is a hell of a defender, but they just rendered Jimmy basically useless, giving Kuminga kind of the easier matchups to go up against. But because of that, I feel like you do kind of, you need the guy who can, you know, some nights he's going to give you 30, and some nights he's going to give you 10, and he averages out. Or some nights he's going to get, I don't know, just like someone who's going to average in that 16 to 17 range. I think they can use, but not just the 16 to 17 range, someone who's going to fit that, like, he could shoot a three.
He's kind of, he plays offensively like a big CP3. Like, he only shoots when absolutely necessary.
Jimmy?
And he's looking to set other players up, because we got the CP3 experience last year, and it was a lot of jump up in the air to shoot and throw a pass at the last
minute.
And yeah. Jimmy does the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, I don't know. I think someone like Kobe White, I'd love to hear some other names thrown out there, but he just seems ideal. Young player, good contract. Don't know if his value is all that high right now. Think he would really succeed in this role. So don't know what the value looks like or what it takes to get him, but someone like that would be tremendously, tremendously helpful.
You talked about some bigs. You know, the Lakers tried to trade for a big, and that
I don't know about the Mark Williams thing. I feel like I've seen that one. I've seen the Mark Williams thing.
There's a Brook Lopez thing, and mm-hmm. Brook Lopez is a free agent. Mark Williams is on the last year of his rookie deal, by the way. Brook Lopez, you know, made like $23 million last year, whatever. He is 37. Mm-hmm. He was about 13-5 last year. He shot 37% from three. He's never been a good rebounder, so he doesn't help the Warriors' rebound problems with him, but he would stretch them out a little bit. And he plays. He's played 78 games, I believe, the last three seasons at his elevated age. And they need someone to just be out on the court for them. So that would actually help from the perspective of, like, you know, Draymond's going to miss 10 games. Steph's going to miss 15 games. Jimmy's going to miss 15 games. If your big is out there and he's able to play, that's going to be very helpful.
The 37-year-old's not going to miss any games?
Well, I don't know. As a 34, a 35, and a 36-year-old, he played almost every game.
I feel like with Brooke, though, is like, I wonder what the general – look, I didn't watch that many – Milwaukee games. I doubt many people watch that many Milwaukee games, but, you know, when he won, did he win Defensive Player of the Year, or was he just a finalist? But there was a couple years there where he was regarded as one of the best five defensive fives in the league.
He was the winner of the defensive player of the year. Did he win? He made the all defensive first team, I think, 3 years ago.
Yeah. So I want to say, like, to me, it kind of made sense that he was regarded as a really good defender. He's a smart defender, good defender. He plays drop. And I think that he was able to be highly regarded while still being a drop defender because he had Drew Holiday at the point of attack.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew's going to be able to still, like, kind of make up for a drop big who plays drop defense. And Brooke was able to kind of get away with that because Drew was leading the defense at the top. But when Drew left, I didn't hear anyone talking too much about Brooke, you know, being this all defensive talent. And that would make sense if your point of attack goes from Drew Holiday to Gary Trent Jr. And it's not that all defensive level of player who, you know, can get around these screens so that the drop defense that his big is playing doesn't kill them. So
you're basically
saying
it's up to Buddy Hield to turn Brooke.
The Warriors don't have no Drew. The Warriors don't have a Drew.
He was second that Draymond. Year to Jaren Jackson, by the way, in defense player of the year.
I'd give everything I have and more for Jaren Jackson. You could do the Giannis package. Give him Kuminga, Pajemski, all the picks. Get Jaren Jackson on this team. I promise you we will win a championship.
You think so? With Jaren Jackson and
he
Draymond?
He becomes the three and becomes the five you need. Like, that's just the bolt two and one right there. Sure, he doesn't rebound, but, I mean, look, I know with the shooting thing, and it's like, oh, this player can't shoot. But
I'm more worried about just the fouling thing.
You'd think that with Draymond there, with just like the greatest defensive mind I've ever watched in my life, you think that, you know, and him like genuinely like feeling like he would take Jaren under his wing because of the Michigan State ties, and you know, he's always they have the Michigan State group chat, and I know Draymond really likes Jaren, and I can see that being even though Jaren's already, you know, the better player than Draymond, but just like Draymond teaching him everything he knows, you know, the fouls get better.
You might have to give up the Cannon Curry rights to get Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, probably. And sorry, Cannon, you know, sorry.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
So Steve Kerr has been making the rounds. I know he was on Tolbert's podcast. In the yard with Tom Tolbert. I haven't listened to that one yet. Because it's like a multiple hour show. But he was with Tim Kawakami. And he was just talking about the way the season ended. And it sounds like he was really happy with the way the season ended because of how badly they were, you know, how average they were before Jimmy came. And then getting Jimmy kind of reinvigorated the team. And it sounds like it reinvigorated him too. And maybe his ideas of what this team could be. And you have Jimmy and Steph for two more years. Steve said himself, he's only on a one-year deal, but you know, I don't think there's any expectation that he's going to leave unless somehow Steph leaves. But he seemed pretty happy with the way the team ended the season. And I'm really interested in what he believes that the team needs. Because that conversation was more about the end of the season, how the season ended, Kuminga, how he didn't really fit in. And Steve was really honest about Kuminga. I was like, man, I hope Kuminga's agent doesn't listen to this one. Moses Moody, he was really happy with Moses Moody. It's so funny how you can be so disappointed with Kuminga and then so happy with Moses Moody. And then if you watch that Minnesota series, one guy was playing and the other guy was sitting. So it's kind of weird how, you know, just the whatever that message sends. But I would really like to know what Kerr thinks that this team needs to kind of take it to the next level next year.
Steve, I think, you know, I really wonder like how much he is involved in the talent acquisition duties. I imagine just by the way he was talking on the Tim Kawakami podcast, I feel like unless he's a master manipulator, he has zero impact on incoming talent and outgoing, maybe a little, but maybe none. But just because the way he was talking about next year, he's like, you know, hopefully Jonathan kind of buys in a little more. Like he was just like talking as if everyone on the roster was going to be there next year. And of course, you know, as fans, we're all looking at the Kuminga spot and being like, okay, surely he's not going to be here next year. But Kerr was acting as if he would be, and that to hear the, you know, he needs to buy in a little more to this Sean Marion thing I want him to be. And
Andre Iguodala, Sean.
He's been saying the Sean Marion thing since his rookie year. I remember that. But yeah.
I mean, if you're Kuminga, you want to be Kobe. You don't want to be Sean Marion. And Sean Marion was awesome. Sean Marion.
Wasn't he a two?
A really good player. He was a three. He had a funky jumper. He was with the Steve Nash Phoenix teams, but then he won the title with Dirk sort of towards the later stages.
Yeah, I remember him as a Phoenix stun.
I don't see a lot of Sean Marion game in Kuminga, except for his rookie year when he had to D up Luka. That was where you saw it, but I haven't seen it since. Kuminga is more like somebody who compared him to this guy. Maybe it was Baron Davis. Somebody compared him to Tracy McGrady. He's like, oh, it's going to be like Tracy McGrady when he left Toronto to be his own guy. I'm like, I don't see that. Because Tracy
T-Mac
McGrady
was like a scoring lead.
Yeah, he could shoot. Like, he could get a shot off at every opportunity, too. I don't know what JK is going to be. I'm a JK fan. I will root for him wherever he goes if it's not on the Warriors. I do hope, though, that they are very smart with him, because Logan Murdoch was on the Zach Lowe show, and Logan Murdoch reminded everybody that they did this Chris Paul deal for Jordan Poole, and it ended up with them getting nothing out of it. Like, they cannot afford to do something like that again.
I bring it up on this podcast a couple times a year. You look back at that deal where they sent a first round pick and Jordan Poole and Patrick Baldwin. So two first round picks basically for Chris Paul, who left for nothing.
You can't afford to do that again. Like you may, you know, maybe there was this like idea that your post championship and your window is a lot bigger. It's smaller now. It's a little smaller now because of the age of your players. So they can't afford. I think they have to really hit a home run on whatever this Kuminga deal is going to be. And I literally don't know what his market is going to be either.
So I think the really interesting thing that I feel like Bobby Marks pointed out is that they're only going to be able to use 50% of that salary in an outgoing trade. So like a sign and trade, say Kuminga, you know, reaches like he's got to work with the Warriors, but you know, whoever they sign and trade him to, say he ends up signing the 5-150. Is that what it would be? The 5-150 at 30 per year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They can only use 15 of that 30 in an outgoing trade, like to to money match. Mm-hmm. You know, it can only be 15 mil. So that's, and it's a really interesting kind of aspect to the whole GM maneuvering of, like, you know, putting all that together.
Yeah, Dunleavy hit a home run with the Jimmy Butler deal. So I think people are off of his back a little bit. But he would cement himself as a legendary Bay Area GM if he hits a home run with whatever this Kuminga deal
is. I mean, he's the one who made the Jordan Poole trade. I think Bob signed extended Poole, and the following year Mike traded him after he said he wasn't gonna. But I think we all knew he was going to. But yeah, it's just, we'll keep an eye on whatever the hell the Kuminga thing is. I think Kerr was basically saying on that TK show of what we all kind of think, in a sense of, like, everyone's like, oh, who's the next Andrew Wiggins? Who's the next Aaron Gordon? Basically, who's the next player that was miscast as a star and ends up being an impact playoff player? Kerr thinks that's Kuminga. And if I'm Kuminga, I'm saying screw you. I want to be Aaron Gordon in Orlando. I want to be Andrew Wiggins in Minnesota. I want to have that opportunity to be the player that makes all the money, that scores all the points. Like, I don't blame him at all. I think he should go try to do that. I think we are going to get back to a point, though, where Kerr was right. But as a young player, you know, it's like, go do your thing. So that's what it's going to be. Brooklyn, good luck, Kuminga.
We mentioned this on the second episode of Alex Valley, which went out before this show, but we are splitting those two shows. So the death lineup was kind of the big show where we added a Valkyries segment for right now. Who knows if it's going to stay this way. We'll see. If there's a little bit more production for me in order to do it this way, but we're splitting the two shows up. So Valk's Valley is going to be its own show. The death lineup is going to be just Warriors exclusively. So those shows are going to be separate, but they're probably going to be a little not as long as when we had them combined. So this episode of the death lineup is not going to be the normal 45, 50 minutes. It'll probably be closer to 30. Same with Valk's Valley. So just, I wanted people who are kind of wondering, like, why we split those up. That is the reason why we did. So let's end this one and let's talk about the conference finals, because the Knicks looked like they were going to get one at home, and then Tyrese Halliburton and who was the guy who led the comeback? Was it
Nembhard?
Nembhard. It was Nembhard who had his career.
Or was it Nesmith? Nesmith.
I forget whatever one it was, they had their career high.
Had like nine threes, right?
Yeah, the career high in the first round of the conference finals, which is amazing in of itself. Halliburton hits a shot that he thinks wins the game. He does the Reggie Miller choke sign. It actually just sent the game into overtime. They actually had to win in overtime. But what a crazy comeback. I'm sure you also saw, if you didn't see the whole game, you saw clips of OKC and Minnesota. It does look like OKC is going to be in the Western, I mean, in the NBA Finals. You know, anything can happen. Minnesota can come back.
I think they're playing right now.
But, oh, okay, they're playing right now as we're recording. But there seemed to be a level that they were able to get to that Minnesota couldn't. And then, you know, Rudy Gobert getting pushed under the basket by Chet Holmgren. I was like, come on, bro. This is all they pay you to do is grab offensive rebounds. But as a prognosticator, does it look like OKC's gonna get into the finals to you? And then who do you think that they play in the finals?
Yeah. I mean, it does look like it, but I feel like this playoffs has been some unexpected type of outcomes. So I don't want to too confidently say it. You know, they went to seven against Denver. I think if there was any indication in the Warriors series of if this team was going to send clips to the league office, you know, they were saying that, wasn't he saying that Rudy was getting hella held in that first game against the Warriors? And then you see the way SGA gets a whistle in that first game. I'm sure they sent a lot of clips. Sent a lot of clips. So I don't know. I think it's going to be OKC, but I don't want to count Minnesota out. Minnesota's got to show up for a couple of these, and I think they will. You just can't get some of their better players into foul trouble.
Yeah.
Like Jaden McDaniels. And so, you know, well, who they will play though is like Indiana kind of feels a lot like the Power of Friendship Miami Heat in those Jimmy Butler days when they went to the finals. Just a lot of guys, just like, it just showing up, and it's like, how the hell are you guys keep pulling this off? And even when Tyrese hit that, like, we all knew he was going for the three ball.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when he went for and he shot it, my buddy had it on when we were at the Valkyries game, and I'm like looking, and I see it hit the spot in the rim that it hit. And me, like, it seems like most other people that I've seen clips on reacting to it, looked away like, oh, that anytime the ball hits that part of the rim,
yeah,
it's not going in. You see it go out. It's like, it's not going in. And to see it then go in, when I look back and my buddy's like, dude, he actually made that. And I was like, no way. And to see how it went in, it just looks so, there's something about those rims, man. But I'd say, you know, you probably do take the teams that won game one as the finals matchup. But hell, I want to see the teams that lost game one. I think that the whole Minnesota-New York angle with the trade and, you know, I think that would be more of an interesting outcome. But of course, I want the two best teams. So whoever the two best teams are.
The NBA might be a little bothered that it's OKC in Indiana.
I said it last time, though, man, that 2023 finals had the opportunity to be Lakers versus Celtics. And instead, it ended up being the other two teams in the conference finals, being Denver and Miami.
Yeah. So I think there's a positive to those teams making it. And one of those positives is just Halliburton. You know, he's young and he's charismatic and he's hateable if you're the other team, and he's lovable if he's your guy. There is something to him. Make it Caitlin out to the game if it's Indiana.
I think she's been to a couple.
But obviously the New York is the market. They haven't been there. They haven't won since 73. So if you think about how long ago that was. So I think, I think that New York could definitely win the series. I'm less sure about Minnesota just based on game ones, but it's only game one and these are long series. So.
And, you know, they didn't show up against the Warriors for game one.
Yep. So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Ant-Man was shooting deeper threes than I think he was necessarily comfortable with. So he's got to figure out how to figure, you know, he's got to slice and dice that defense a little bit better, but maybe he can't because the defense is really good.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's going to be it from here. We got both basketball pods in at the end of this week, Valks Valley and the Death lineup. So we'll figure out the Death lineup as it is the off season. When there's Warriors news, we will come back. When there's not, maybe we will take some time away and not force topics because we do have the Valkyries podcast to talk about. So what's actually kind of crazy is we got all four podcasts in this week. We had Monday night, we had Thompson to Clark. Last night, we had We Want Winners. We were talking Niners. And then we had both basketball shows. So, all right, that is it from here. For Bri, I am Double G. We will see you when we see you. Peace out.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.